This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Consumers are outraged that inadequate protections allowed Equifax to have a data breach of 143 million people's vital personal information. And the company is now charging people to freeze their data, which they never asked people to collect in the first place. People are demanding federal and state officials to take action to regulate all three credit agencies. Surveys show that between 1/3 and 40% of workers expect to retire at age 68 or older, but a Gallup poll indicated that in reality, on average, people retire at 61 years of age and only 4% work until age 70. Federal Reserve survey found that only 7% of retirees reported having any income from a job. Farm Labor Organizing Committee, AFL-CIO, announced a boycott of Reynolds View's e-cigarettes. Wayne County foreclosed on one in four Detroit properties for back taxes between 2011 and 2015, according to a study by a law professor at Illinois Institute of Technology Law School who has studied the impact of the city's over-assessments on homeowners. Florida escaped the worst of Hurricane Irma's storm surge, but millions are without power, and some estimate cost of recovery at up to $50 billion. Chronic or recurrent back pain afflicts approximately 1/4 of adults at a cost to the country in excess of $100 billion a year. Roughly 10% of birth certificates don't include paternal data. Travel and tourism account for a higher share of the Caribbean region's gross domestic product than any other region in the world and support 2.3 million jobs. Voter turnout in Norway was 78% in the 2013 elections, one of the highest among nations. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans protested in Barcelona to mark their national day and put pressure on the Spanish government before their independence referendum, which the government says is illegal, but they will hold it anyway on October 1st. Virginia is removing touchscreen voting machines and going back to old school in order to eliminate hacking threats. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.